This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Two bills for marriage equality are set to be introduced this week in the event of a yes win. Senator Dean Smith's bill and a new bill drafted by Conservative Liberals and released by Senator James Patterson. Patterson's bill adds new discrimination into existing laws, offering protection to anyone from being forced to participate in a same-sex wedding against their beliefs. It also refers to safe schools, specifying that parents may opt their children out of classes that conflict with their values. Australian Christians for Marriage Equality has announced its endorsement of Senator Dean Smith's marriage bill and slammed Patterson's opposing bill as legalised homophobia. Members of the group have called on Smith's bill, which was built upon a cross-party Senate inquiry, to be passed by Christmas. Reverend Peter Katz said, "Jesus taught us to treat each other how we want to be treated ourselves. The Dean Smith bill does that." Activist couple Peter DeWall and the late Peter Bonsall Boone are going to be honoured with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2018 LGBT Awards. Bon passed away earlier this year after 50 years with Peter, during which time the two were well known as committed activists for the LGBTI community. The pair were among the founding members of the Campaign Against Moral Persecution, one of Australia's first gay rights activist groups. Advocates in Western Australia are calling on the government to close a legal loophole that allows discrimination against LGBTI students and teachers. The state's Equal Opportunity Act still allows private schools to sack LGBTI teachers, expel LGBTI students, and refuse enrolment to children in rainbow families. People have written to WA Premier Mark McGowan urging reform, a move supported by the state Greens. More than 220 incidents of homophobic hate speech were recorded in Australia during the postal survey process period. Collected by the LGBTI Legal Service, monitored news, social media and the public spaces during the survey, as well as receiving submissions of hate speech from the community. A spokesperson said, "The LGBTI community has had to put up with weeks of destructive commentary, which takes society backwards on the progress it has made in the last 30 years. Sexual and gender-diverse Melburnians have gathered under the banner of No Pride in Detention and called on the government to bring the men detained on Manus Island to safety. While the Marriage Equality Postal Survey has taken up much of the public debate around LGBTI rights in recent months, roughly 600 men remain imprisoned on Manus, including men who fled persecution from their home countries for being gay. A statement of solidarity was read at the event, before attendees set the same protest pose as the detained men. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. FIFA has punished five countries for failing to stop fans from chanting homophobic slurs during World Cup qualifiers. Countries like Argentina, Peru and Mexico have all been fined, but in the past the punishment has made little impact in stopping the chants, as Mexico has been fined at least eight times. The Football Authority has already tested stricter penalties ahead of the Confederations Cup, threatening to abandon matches if fans continue the slurs, which they will now implement at official FIFA tournaments. A second protest has broken out in Georgia after the vice-captain of the national soccer team wore a rainbow armband in support of the LGBT community. Last week, eight people from the far-right extremist Georgian MARC were arrested for lighting smoke bombs and shouting gay slurs when Gurum Kashia wore the armband while playing for Vitesse Arnhem to coincide with the Netherlands National Coming Out Day. Now the Georgian Orthodox Parent Union have marched against what they call anti-Christian propaganda, demanding the sport be free from LGBT politics. And finally, LA Galaxy defender Robbie Rogers has retired from football and says his only regret is spending 11 years in the closet. Rogers came out in February 2013 after leaving Leeds and named his proudest accomplishment as helping to create a more open sport. The 30-year-old is the only openly gay player in North American soccer, but wishes he could have found the courage to live honestly and openly much earlier. Rogers has been capped 18 times during his US career and thanked old coach Bruce Arena and teammates for accepting him after he came out. With the Q&A and sports update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.